Everyone, welcome to Catalyst. Excited to see everyone. It's a full house today. That's exciting to me. So we are continuing our series right now, and this series is called Of God. And this past week, my small group discussed the content from week four. Do you guys remember what week four was about? It was about obedience. So I'm going to put on the screen right now the characteristics of obedience that John Bevere talks about. Do you guys like obedience? Do you guys like talking about obedience? I don't know. Sometimes that's a hard subject. But here's the characteristics of obedience that John Bevere talks about. Obey God immediately. Obey God even if it doesn't make sense. Obey God even when you don't see a personal benefit. Obey even when it's painful. And obey to completion. So this week, I actually heard about someone who felt God leading them to do something, and he's responding in obedience. So I wanted to invite him up to come share about what God is asking him to do and how his response gives us a good look at what obedience looks like. So let's invite Garrett Ka'ai. Come on up, Garrett.
Good morning, everybody. So if you haven't heard, today I'm getting baptized. Is it today at 5 at our normal spot? Maybe we have the graphic. If not, somebody knows, so you could ask somebody. And so the reason that I wanted to get baptized so suddenly was because I was learning about baptism at school. I go to Bible, so I'm like taking all these classes. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm learning about it, and I just felt convicted because, you know, Jesus clearly tells us to get baptized, right? And it's like the formalization of our faith. And so the way that Pastor Barry kind of explained it to me was like, it's the wedding ring to show that, like, I believe and I am part of the body of Christ. And so I've never been baptized before. And to hear that, I was like, why would I not do this? And I was so convicted, I couldn't wait, right? So, you know, I told Pastor Barry that. I was like, I don't care if we do it now, tomorrow, but I want to do it as soon as we can. Just because I want to publicly declare that this is everything to me. And so I was ready to do it on the spot, but I guess I settled for Sunday. But yeah, so it's today. It's at 5. It's me and Christian. He's somewhere. There he is. And so we know it's kind of last minute, but if you would like to come out, it's today at 5 at our normal spot. But yeah, I felt the call to obey, and I had to jump on it.
Right. Thanks, Garrett. So I think it's really cool that this is an example of someone who's obeying immediately, right? He couldn't wait to get it done. Didn't really make sense, right? We have our normal baptisms in the summertime. Like, why did he have to get it done now, right? There isn't necessarily a personal benefit. He's already saved. He's already publicly declared right in front of us right now. So why does he have to do it right now? But God told him to do it soon. And so he's obeying to completion. So I thought that was really cool. So, you know, we're going to continue on with our series on Awe of God.
Did you know it's multi-gen service today? We aren't going through Awe of God for multi-gen.
What? We're not going through Awe of God for multi-gen? Oh, you're right. You know, I should have known that when Pastor Barry called me on Tuesday that it was an April Fool's joke that we were trying to change our series. Should have known. I guess I'll go back to what I was preparing before that. So we're continuing our series on the fruit of the Spirit, and today we're talking about honesty.
Bro, we finished fruit of the Spirit last month, and honesty isn't even one of them. You are so not cooking today.
Wow, I really must be out of it. Maybe I have too many other things going on in my head.
Hey, Dad, I have a game that we can all play. Why don't we play the game while you figure out what you're feeling like God wants you to talk about this morning?
Okay, I guess I'll go figure out what God wants me to talk about today. Thanks, Dylan, for giving me some time.
Hello, everyone. Okay, so we have some really, really amazing people at our church. This game is called Guess Who. So for this game, I have asked 3 contestants to come up onto the stage. So can I have Kana, Sam, and then Big Iceman Uncle Blake to come up here? Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read off three characteristics about someone from our church, and whoever guesses the person I'm referring to about will get a special prize, okay? Person with the most points gets the prize. Okay, person number one. I have been on the church podcast Catalyst Stories. I got married on the same day as Pastor Sam Lee. And someone prophesied that I would use my voice to point people toward God, and it was fulfilled over 40 years later in doing something I am very passionate about now. Who am I? If you know the answer, you can raise your hand. Someone prophesied that I would use my voice to point people toward God, and it was fulfilled over 40 years later in doing something I am very passionate about now.
John Hino.
Correct. Okay, now we're on the next one. I have a twin brother. I am a great artist. I hand draw my own Christmas cards, and I like doing 5K races in 2015, and I did one every month, and I have finished more than 10 Long Beach turkey trots. Who am I? Yes. Correct. Sam, you are not cooking right now, bro. Okay, next one. I love movies, and I regularly attend Comic-Con. There was a point in my life where I was given a 0% chance of not being in a permanent vegetative state, a 0% chance of not being on a respirator, as well as a 0% chance of eating and drinking. I have started a nonprofit organization and was named one of the top 30 activists in the world for the work I am doing with my organization. Who am I?
Dungeon.
Correct! Uncle Blake, you are our winner of Guess Who? If you want the prize, go see my dad after service, okay? Good job, everybody.
Woo! Thanks, Dylan, for giving me some time. All right, guys. How was that for everybody? I'm just amazed at some of the people that God has brought to our church. It's so amazing. I look around the room and I am just so blessed by all the people that are here. So it's just incredible to me, the amazing people that God has brought into our church. And I know I say that every multi-gen, but it's because I really believe it. God has brought some amazing people into our church. And so these are just some people that we wanted to highlight that God is doing some amazing things. And we'll continue on with my idea. So I actually got this idea from something that Kara said as I was walking out. She said something to me. She said, "Daddy, you're so not cooking today." So I thought, maybe we should do a series about cooking. And I'm waiting for someone to come in, but she doesn't seem to want to come in right now. I'm waiting for someone to come in right now that... Damien, are you sure it doesn't say Damon? Because Damien's my cousin.
Oh, wait, yeah, it says Damon.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, I'm really glad that these delivery people are so quick nowadays. Let's see what they brought me. I just ordered this when I went outside, so it's pretty fast. Oh, it's this book. It's called Anyone Can Cook. Have you guys ever seen this book before?
Yes.
Yes, where did you see it from? From the movie Ratatouille. Yeah, this was perfect timing. All right. Do you guys believe this? Anyone can cook?
I definitely believe it.
Whoa, where did that voice come from? Did you
it's
guys
me.
Hear that voice? Where did it come from?
It's me. Look under your hat.
Do you guys think there's something under my hat? You guys want to see? Okay, let's check. What is it? Why are you guys laughing? What's under my hat? A rat? There's a rat under my hat?
I'm Remy. You may have seen me in the movie Ratatouille. Still, one of my favorite dishes to make. Magnifique. And you really should get your church plumbing checked out.
Hey, Remy, I guess. I remember you from the movie, but what are you doing here? Why are you on my head?
Well, when you ordered the book for a church, I just felt like I needed to come to see why you were buying it.
Yeah, there's a rat on my head, and he's talking to me! Can you hear his voice? Well, I bought the book because I had an idea for this new series that we're going to be talking about called Anyone Can Cook.
A new series about cooking? What does that have to do with church?
Well, something that my daughter keeps saying is that anytime she does something good, she says she's cooking. So she scores some baskets in her basketball game. She's like, I'm cooking, Daddy. Or she gets a good grade on her test. She goes, I cooked that test.
Oh, I still don't get it.
So cooking, you know, cooking can mean a lot more than just creating food. It means doing something great. And God seems to have a habit of choosing people the world would overlook or people the world would say they're not good enough to do great things.
Oh, kind of like how everyone would look at me and think how can a rat be a chef?
Exactly. In your life, most people thought you were just a rat. But when Linguini chose to honor you as a chef, everyone was blessed with a great meal. Something that God wants for us is to live in a culture of honor, where we honor each other, because that's when his blessings can really flow to us. And that's what this series is going to be about. We're going to take a look at different Bible characters that the world says you're not good enough. But we're going to see how God used them to do something great.
So this series is going to be about challenging how we see the world, kind of like how Ego had to change his view about the book. He used to think that Gusteau meant everyone can cook, but he really was saying don't overlook someone based on what they look like or where they came from. Because you never know, you might be missing out on the greatest chef the world has ever seen.
Yes. So this new series, we're going to call it Anyone Can Cook. And hopefully it will help us to see each other the way that God sees us.
All right, I better run. I don't want church to get shut down by the health inspector. Remember, God wants us to honor each other or we might be missing out on the blessings he has for us. Gotta go.
All right, thanks, Remy. Let's send you off on your way so we don't get shut down by the health inspector. Why don't we give Remy a hand? Okay. So really, that's what our series is going to be about. It's going to be about challenging our perspective on what we can do and what other people can do. Because the world is constantly telling us, this is what it looks like to be someone great. But God constantly is choosing people that the world would never choose. So we're going to have a theme verse for this series, and it's going to be 1 Samuel 16, 7b. So it says, the Lord doesn't see the things the way that you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So it kind of fits with our game that we played before, right? You know, when I first found out that Uncle Jesse has run over 10 Long Beach turkey trots, I was amazed. You know, I'm a runner, right? And I run marathons. So sometimes when I'm running and I get tired, I think, man, Uncle Jesse has done the Long Beach turkey trot over and over and over again. And it makes me want to keep going. Because if Uncle Jesse could finish it, then I could do it, right? Sometimes I hear about, like Sanjay was told, there's a 0% chance that he's not going to be in a vegetative state for the rest of his life. And he's graduated college. He's started a nonprofit organization. He's doing some amazing things. The Lord is using him to do some amazing things. And then I look at the problems that I have or the things that I struggle with, and it's like, if the Lord can use Sanjay, the Lord can do that same thing in me. And so that's some of the things that we're going to be talking about in this series, is we're going to look at how the Lord sees us and how the Lord sees other people and how the Lord might want to change how you see yourself and how the Lord might want you to change how you see someone else. So let's take a look at some biblical examples. You know, Dylan gave us a game that's Who Am I from the perspective of people in our church. Why don't we play a game and let's see if our people in our congregation can get some people that are in the Bible. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to read some description about some people in the Bible, and let's see if you guys can get who this is. So first person, God asked me to speak a message, and I responded by saying, I'm not good with words. Send someone else. Kids, do you guys know who that is? Who is it? Annie? I heard it. Was it Tyson? Moses, right? Moses, yes. God told Moses to go deliver his people from Egypt. Moses said, but I'm not good with words. Send someone else. But what happens? God used him to do some great things. Person number two, God wanted to anoint a king for my family, and my father sent all seven of my brothers, but he didn't send me.
David.
Oh, Riley's already jumping in before. She said David, right? King David. So because the prophet knew that it wasn't one of them, he actually told my dad to come get me, okay? The third person, I was dismissed because of the city I came from. When I started my ministry, those closest to me didn't believe that I was going to do what God asked me to do because they saw me from when I was a little kid to when I was an adult. So they didn't think that I was going to be who I was supposed to be. Who's this?
What? Can you say it again?
Thanks for paying attention, Riley. Okay, third person again. I was dismissed because of the city that I came from. When I started my ministry, those closest to me didn't believe that I was going to do what God had for me.
Jesus,
Ezra, thank you, Jesus, right? So people didn't believe that Jesus was going to do anything because who does anything from Nazareth? People from Nazareth don't do anything. But as we know, Jesus became the Messiah. God constantly has this pattern. He chooses the people that the world would overlook. The world would say, you're not good enough. You came from the wrong city. You look different. You act different. You're not strong enough. You're not smart enough. But what does that do? It gives God the opportunity to work. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of an activity. So if you're a young person or you consider yourself a young person and you want to participate in this activity, you can come sit in the front. But we need people still sitting in the seats too. So what's going to happen right now is Dylan and Karis are going to pass out some clipboards to everybody that's sitting in the front. I think it would be good for Tyson and Sophie to come sit in the front too. And what they're passing out right now is they're passing out clipboards, and each clipboard has a card on it, a note card on it. And so what we're going to do is on the screen, we're going to put some names of Bible characters. Okay? So kids, I'm going to give you guys some instructions right now. On the screen, you're seeing a list of a bunch of names of Bible characters. They're going to pass out a colored pencil and a clipboard with a note card on it. And what I want you to do is take a look at the list and see if one of the names stands out to you. Okay? If a name stands out to you, Abby has a good question. What does that mean? So if you're looking at those names and you see one that and say, Gideon, who's Gideon? Maybe that's the person that God wants you to write on the card. Okay? So if God highlights one, if one looks really weird, maybe that's even better. Okay? Write it down. Write it down on the card. If you guys are too young to be able to write, draw a picture. If you can't read what's on there, draw a picture. Okay? Draw me a great picture. Ask God what he wants you to draw a picture of. Sometimes that's the best way. God wants to use us in pictures. Okay? So either write a name or write a picture. Okay? So kids, right now, that's what you guys are going to do. Ask God to highlight either a name or a picture. Okay? Kids, you got it? Riley.
What if you're too young to do any of that stuff?
Then just color on the paper. Okay? Okay. So while the kids are doing that, I had something that I wanted to talk to the adults about. Okay? While the kids are doing that, I wanted to ask you guys a question. Okay? Part of this series is about changing how we see things. It's about challenging the way that the world sees things. So right now, these kids are writing down either a name from the screen, or they're drawing a picture, or they're just coloring on the page. So the question I have for you is if we were to look 20 years into the future, maybe 30, and I were to tell you that the next Pastor Barry, the next great worship leader, the next missionary were to come from one of these kids sitting here, would that change how you interact with them? If these kids are yours, if you're their parent, would that change how you parent them? If the Lord said, this one is going to be the next Pastor Barry. And you knew that now, would that change how you raise them? Would that change how we interact with them? Would that change anything for us? Because that's part of what we're doing in this series. We're recognizing that anyone can cook, meaning God can use any one of them. We don't know. But sometimes what the world will say is, oh, they're just a kid. Oh, they're just a kid. They can't do anything right now. But what we're trying to do at our church is we're trying to raise the level of how we view our kids. The Lord can speak to them just as much as the Lord can speak to you and me. And so right now, what they're going to be doing is they're going to be hearing from the Lord, and in a few minutes, they're going to be passing out these cards to different people in the congregation. And there's different ways that we can receive those cards. One, we can receive it and say, this is just a kid. It's cool. They said I'm the Lord told them that I'm Moses. Cool. And then forget about it later. Or we can say, wow, the Lord spoke to this child and gave them this name, and the Lord gave it to me. God, what do you have in this name for me? Is there something that I'm not seeing about myself that you want to speak into me? Maybe I thought I was someone that couldn't talk well, but the Lord is asking me to be like Moses. Maybe I'm someone that the world says, you're not good enough or you're not strong enough, but the Lord wants me to do something great like Joshua. So what this series is going to be about, this series is going to be looking at biblical characters, people in the Bible that the world said, they're not ready, they're not enough. But in God's view, he had a totally different perspective. He had a totally different perspective. So when we think about this series, anyone can cook. It's not really about making food. It's not really about making a meal. But it's recognizing what God can do through people. And so we're going to be challenging the way that the world looks at people. We're going to be challenging the things that the world says, this makes you great. Because really, we're going to it's really a continuation of our Awe of God series. Because when we see God using people to do great things that the world says can't do it, really it brings us more in awe of God. It helps us to see how big and how great and how strong and how mighty God is. Okay? So, kids, when you guys are done and you guys are done writing your names, what we're going to have you do is we're going to have you then ask God who he wants you to give that card to. Okay? So during the second worship set or right now, the kid might come up to you and give you a card. There's a few ways that you can receive it. Okay? So think about how you want to receive it. Think about it. If you want to have the kid pray for you, that might be awesome too. You might receive a real big blessing because you honored the child that the Lord wants to use to speak into your life today. So as we continue and as we move into this new series called Anyone Can Cook, I'm really excited because I feel like we're going to try to get up some new faces up here to speak and to share things that the Lord is highlighting to them about different Bible characters and the ways that the Lord is using them to speak into them. So really our theme verse is something that I want to highlight again. It's 1 Samuel 16, 7b. The Lord doesn't see things the way that you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So really, this series is about aligning how we see ourselves and how we see others with how God sees us. And so if this is something that you've had a problem with in the past, seeing yourself the way that God sees you, if you think that's something that's difficult, please consider taking our New Kingdom class, Identity Exchange Boot Camp, where that's really going to be the focus. We're going to be taking a deeper look into the topic of identity and how God sees us, and seeing and believing in ourselves what God says is true. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to take a deep dive. There will be homework, there will be work involved, but we're trying to accelerate and do this in a way where we're trying to get a lot of content into a short amount of time. So if that's something that's appealing to you, I'm going to try to make it fun. We're going to try to do a really good job and help you to see yourself the way that God sees you. So right now, let's close this message time with some prayer, and then if the worship team can come up, and we will move into a time of worship. Lord, we just thank you that any time that we feel like we're not enough, God, that you see more in us than we even see in ourselves. God, I really feel like that's been a pattern that I've recognized in the Bible, is that a lot of times the people that you choose are the people that the world would not choose. They would say they're not strong enough, not smart enough, not eloquent enough, but you see in them something that they don't even see in themselves. So God, as we move through this series, as we continue to see that anyone can cook, God, may we see ourselves and may we see each other, may we see our whole church family, and even those people outside of our church family, the way that you see them. May we align our vision to be in line with you. So God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for all that you're doing in our church, and I'm so excited and so blessed to be a part of this church family. In Jesus' name, amen. So right now, before we move into worship, if you're in the Pride, we do have some practice for you guys so that in Easter we can do a good job. So Uncle Cameron is going to be at the door. If you're in the Pride, if you can go over and meet Uncle Cameron at the door, we're going to practice for Easter. And